September 24th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series brought to you by Civic Media in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM if you live in Waukesha. And we are, as well as in partnership with Word Brown. And it's been a September to remember, both locally and, of course, worldwide. And, you know, I wanted to, before I introduce tonight's guests, encourage listeners, especially first-time listeners, that to go back to a few of the podcasts that I think were very meaningful, especially September, as you know, as we've talked about, is National Suicide Prevention Month. And so at the last two podcasts in August, we had Cree Pennebaker come on, and that was a really wonderful, it was a great opportunity to connect with him again. He's been very open about his own experience, having lost a mother to depression and at gunpoint too. And Kareed really has put himself out there over the years as an advocate for mental health, as well as for responsible gun control. And it was great to connect with him and also see him, you know, working on himself and making himself a, you know, priority for good mental health, as well as his family, and some of the great tips he gave for really looking out for each other. So definitely encourage you to check out on that one, as well as last week's. I had my neighbor, Rob Kuzner, who's a professor at UW-Milwaukee, and they're doing some amazing things in power electronics. So if you have some good math students in your family, Ken, or you know, anyone serious about engineering, they should really take a hard look. Just go to Google and type in Grapes Power Electronics, or Grapes UWM. That's the acronym for like one of the key programs. And they're basically doing a lot of different things, exciting things about powering electronics for different venues. And like they're doing work for the Navy there out there at UWM. So, you know, check out that one. And as well as some of the other podcasts too. You know, there's a Waukesha County Green Team that I'm really excited to learn more about, and their executive director was on the show as well this month. So, but tonight, to cap off the month, I'm glad to have back an old friend. He was on the radio show, his first time on podcast. I met him long ago when I was in the trade show business, working on a packaging services trade event, and Ken still works in the industry, but he also puts a lot of time into his passion, which is music. This is Ken Machieski, or Kenny from the Black and Blue Hearts, his own one-man band. Is that right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Yeah, kind of my own one-man band, but I have a band too. So, but there's a lot of just me doing things. Yeah.
That's great. What's your other band called?
So my band is called the Black and Blue Hearts. It's that nice. Sometimes I do, right now, a ska music version of that.
Well, right. You're the founder of Ska Appleton, right?
I come from that background in ska music. So yeah, I have a bunch of guys from the area that I play with for ska events.
That's awesome. That's your Detroit roots coming out too. That's when I first heard soft ska, was at a bar in Detroit back in my Michigan State days.
That's right. You're a Michigan guy. Yeah. And as you know, I grew up in the Detroit area.
That's right. Tigers having a good year, right?
Tigers are having a good year.
Yep. Are they going to make the playoffs?
I don't know. I hope so. I don't know. I've kind of transitioned my focus, admittedly, to the Lions at this point. So,
that's right. Yeah, they're doing well too. And no, I'm fearful there could be a Tigers Brewers World Series because I still like both teams. You know, my father was a lifelong Tigers fan growing up in Buffalo of all places. So I miss old Tiger Stadium too. I got to go to a couple games there. And
I'm old enough to have remembered watching the first time or the last time the Tigers were in the World Series. So
was that 1984 when they won it, you mean, or when they played in it?
1984 when they won it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a special year. I remember it too. So, but hey, no, you got a new song out.
I do. Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's called Little Man.
Little Man. Okay. Yeah. And, can we're going to be, Max will be playing it into the podcast here later in this first segment, but tell us a little bit about it if you can.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you asking, Don. So that's, it's a track that I actually wrote a long time ago. I want to say maybe 10, 15 years ago, and my kids were pretty young. And the song's actually, I was having insecurities about my abilities as a parent, as we all do when we're parents of young kids, wondering if we're doing a good job, are we messing them up, or what are we doing? So, kind of feeling bad about myself as a parent, I actually created these characters in a song that were much less capable parents than I was, to make myself feel better about myself.
That's good, making comparisons.
So the song's literally about this, these folks that kind of, you know, happenstance get together and have some kids, and it's kind of the mother telling the son not to end up like the father telling the daughter not to end up like the mother, because they had a really interesting start to their parenthood journey. So
Neat. I guess it's an appropriate title then, Too Little Man. And it kind of reminds me of the Beatles' Nowhere Man, which was about John Lennon's father, who kind of disappeared on him when he was young. And I think as did his mother. Yeah, John Lennon was raised by his aunt. I think his mom was very young and I wasn't able to take care of by herself. But a lot of us, we can kind of, even with good parents, we can kind of relate to that theme if we feel that we're, you know, been neglected.
Yeah, we all have our moments as parents, right, Don? You know? For me, it was really appropriate that I released it now, because I released it, I think, the week before I took my son to college for his first year of college. Okay. And he's turned out to be a really fantastic kid, and we're really proud of him for going off to school. So,
and where's he going?
He's going to UW Stevens Point.
Nice. So, yeah, we were just there. My son's on the, I guess you'd say, the JV team for Carroll, and they had a scrimmage at Stevens Point. That's a beautiful campus.
It is. Like, I didn't realize until he went there that 2/3 of the campus is nature preserve, which I thought was pretty cool.
They also have a great aquaculture program, which is an industry near and dear to my heart, and I'd love to see it become more prominent here in the Great Lakes region. I think there's a lot of economic opportunity that we haven't, we've only scratched the surface on, not even that. And so, and what's your son studying there?
So he's studying fisheries and aquatics.
There you go. Yeah. So
he's in that conservation lane, right?
He and I have to talk. I worked with a nonprofit for a long time, was a client of mine, called the Center for Responsible Seafood. Okay. And they were doing a lot of great things with aquaculture internationally and in developing countries, especially, but also with, you know, what they call the wild catch fisheries, the artisanal fisheries, and, you know, really doing a lot of work to promote those, industries for the benefit of the world, really. And so, So like I said, I look forward to continuing that conversation with your son. But getting back to your music, I remember a couple of years ago you produced a song and you played it on we put the track on the radio show, and then that was a real thrill. And how many songs have you I guess should we say published since that time, or put out on track like that?
So I'll just go to, since I started the Black and Blue Hearts, I've put out 5 songs in total. Okay. So 4 of them were primarily just me, you know, doing everything for the most part. Nice. Although I will say on Little Man that I just released, Eric Medunig, who's a bass player in the area. He plays with Ben Janzo and Dirty Boogie. He's Willie Porter's main bass player, just real fantastic guy. But I felt like the track needed a vibe in the bass section that I'm not a bass player. And I can fake my way through it, but I had seen Eric play and I knew he was the guy for the job. Right. He's a local guy here, plays a lot of bands. So it was really cool to have him come in and do that track, and he killed it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and speaking of bands, you are still a band at your daughter's in the band at Waukesha West.
My daughter's still, she's actually out on the football field practicing right now.
Will West be participating in March Fest at Waukesha South on Saturday?
Yes. She's going to be on Saturday. Yeah.
That'll be great, over there. I may be roped into volunteering. My wife does every year, so for the concessions, because she's president of the Boosters. But we'll see what my workload looks like, because I actually have a lot of work to do on my work. But I will say this, though, because I did work it. If it wasn't last year, it was the year before, and it was 2 years ago. It was packed, and it was a big event.
Yeah,
it's the biggest in the state, I believe, and it's the oldest, as I understand it. And it really, it's a great celebration of marching band music. And you might remember 2 years ago, if you were there, you know, Waukesha North had a pretty impressive skit, if you will. And my nephew, Bruno Orlowski, was kind of the lead. You know, he's waking up, he's getting out of bed in the morning, he's walking up to the piano and he's playing.
He's a piano player.
And he's still doing music at UW Eau Claire, and he's in that 500 person marching band. And he's really having, he really loves life there at Eau Claire. And So I'm excited to see him do more great things with his music.
Awesome. Yeah, Kid was a fantastic piano player. And I certainly remember that show. It was a really memorable show for North. And I know that Eau Claire program, a lot of my son's friends, so my son was in the marching band at West last year before he graduated, and a bunch of his friends are going to Eau Claire and playing in the marching band. I think there's a couple of them in the drum line up there. So that's I think one of the bigger marching band programs in the country, to be honest. But Eau Claire is like 400 kids. It's nuts.
I thought it was 500, but you might be right. All I know is they line up. There's a small bleacher section behind the visitors' bench, the football team's bench at the stadium. And that's not for the visiting team's fans. That's for the Eau Claire marching band. They really, like, even when they're not playing the brass, playing loud music and drums, they're shouting and cheering and screaming and making it really difficult for the visiting team to hear themselves on that sideline. So it is a pretty neat little tradition they have there. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, last year we did one of our marching events at Waukesha West, and I was the announcer for it. And I got to announce Eau Claire Blue Golds, and they came on the field. Nice. And I was not expecting it. Like, they filled pretty much every square inch of the field. They were so big.
Sure. Yeah, cool. Yeah. It's a big deal there, so that's neat. I encourage everybody listening, because this should be published by, I would think, Friday at the latest, to be sure to check out March Fest on Saturday, this coming Saturday. That's the 27th. And then on the 26th, it's South Fest. It's kind of their big annual, like, kind of festival, pregame festival. It starts at, I believe, at like 4:30. Okay. And then it ends and there's games. There's a lot of stuff for the kids to do, kids of all ages. And then when the festival ends, the big North-South football game starts, some crosstown rivals, now belonging to the Parkland Conference. So cool. So Max has given me the nod that now's the time to play your song, and it's called Little Man by the Black and Blue Hearts. And it was written and composed with a little help, you said, on bass, but Kenny's the magic behind it. So we're going to listen to it now and then conclude this first segment.
Rub my eyes, arise from bed and try to find where my memory ends, cause I can't recall the night before. Step between where bodies lie, cause this is where Sundays go to die and spend the day laying on the floor. Little man, don't grow up. A deadbeat just like me, do like your mama said, and don't end up like your old man. Little man, don't grow up to be a deadbeat just like me, do like your mama said, and don't end up like your old man. Wake with someone by my side and hope they had a real good time, cause when you call, I just ignore. Grab my pants skirt and rub my neck, do one last check for my self-respect and walk with shame out the door. Little girl, don't grow up to be a floozy just like me. Do like your daddy said, don't you run around with men. Little girl, don't grow up to be a floozy just like me. Do like your daddy said, and don't you. Yeah! to be a deadbeat just like me. Do like your mama said, and don't end up like your old man. Little man, don't grow up to be a deadbeat just like me. Do like your mama said, and don't end up like your old man.
Hey, that was beautiful, Kenny. no, you were right about it definitely pulls at the heartstrings for someone that's a parent. And, you know, even with grown-up children, you wonder about your inadequacy sometimes. So that one definitely, I'm going to have to definitely listen to it again and maybe live. When do you still have kind of a regular live thing?
Yeah, I do a sporadic amount of live performances because I'm still parenting and dadding and working and all that stuff. But
it's hard to do, yeah.
But if you hop over to the blackandbluehearts.com, just like we see on the screen, but take out the spaces and add a .com at the end, my shows are listed there on that page. So, and I probably do about 20, 25 performances a year. A lot of them solo acoustic, but like I mentioned before, sometimes.
And I've been a bad friend. I haven't been to any of them. I got to get out to one of them and bring the wife along.
We'll get you out. I'm trying to book a couple in Waukesha, actually, because I don't think I've done too many in Waukesha. So
yeah, we got to get you a local gig. So I think I may know some people. Yeah, you know, we got it. We should try to see if we can include you next year. We did like an inaugural Les Paul birthday party in June, and Max was there to provide some digital support. But it's growing, you know, for an inaugural kickoff, and then it benefits that Music Success nonprofit I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. And we got to connect with this because I know you were interested in helping out or being a part of a committee for a Les Paul festival that could grow. And so we're doing it organically. And those guys, Music Success and Pat Nettesheim, took the first step. So
I was going to show you this. I keep this in my recording studio here.
Les Paul and Mary Ford, right?
Sits right on my desk. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's a great. Thanks for sharing. I love that night. At that first inaugural gig, I met the executive director of the Les Paul Foundation, and I owe her a phone call because she wants to be on the podcast and talk about the mission. And she was a good friend of Les Paul's towards the end of his life. So, so a lot to be continued. But we're going to talk more with Ken about his music and some things going on in Waukesha on This Week in Waukesha. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thanks, Ken, for sharing that your gift and your passion with us. And
thank you for having me.
Looking forward to talking more music, especially about some ska in the next segment. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks again to Max, who always does a great job, the mighty Max Martinson. And we'll see you on the other side here on part two of This Week in Waukesha.